How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well. Beautiful morning, Joe.
Almost on cue. Mother Nature's flipped to fall, it feels like.
I know, it does, certainly feels that way. But that's all right. We earned it. It was a hot summer.
Sure was. Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, I guess the main thing to talk about in Quincy is tomorrow's the first day of school.
That time of year. Yeah. Absolutely. I know the superintendent and his team are working extremely hard in preparing for the new school year. I mean, you know, the schools, as you go by the buildings, you see them closed for the summer, but there's a lot of people working inside preparing for the school year. Each of the principals and their staffs, everybody's worked hard to meet the new school year. And we get a lot of changes in a city our size, you know, a lot of additions and changes at different levels. So this is always prep work, and that goes for personnel as well. So I think the school department filled about 50 positions to prepare for the new school year. So that's a lot of people to hire and jobs to fill. So it's an important part of what they do, though, in preparation for each school year. So a lot of work was done on the buildings as well for our public buildings team. So we're ready to go. I was in Quincy High last week for the initiation of the new staff, which is a two-day training program. And I've always been asked to say a few words to welcome them aboard. And I did notice first going into the building how shiny the floors were. So custodials have done a great job getting them ready for the kids.
Absolutely. And they really are. I mean, they're busy year round. There were like 1,700 kids in summer programs. So it's really, really.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a city this size. There's always something happening in the schools that might slow down a little, but certainly never stops.
Good time. That's for sure. Yeah. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
How's the progress in the new Squantum School coming?
Well, a lot of civil work going on around it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, the drainage improvement projects and road improvement projects, the water main around. A lot of things happening around that area physically in preparation for the construction of the new building. So it's going along well. We've met every milestone with the Mass School Building Authority. And, you know, full steam ahead.
Sure. The football season kicks off actually Friday night, North taking on Cambridge, Ringe and Latin, so here we go.
Indeed. I haven't really paid attention to how the teams look this year, but we're going to find out pretty quickly how they're doing. I know that the challenge is always the getting the amount of kids involved in the program, so there's so many options and opportunities for kids today. So, I mean, the old days it was other people just played football, but there's a lot of other options today. So
sure.
It's not quite the same, but certainly hoping both schools have a great year for all the sports, for that matter.
At which there are so many now. That's right. Yeah. Of course, the other big event today, Mayor, is it's primary election day here across Massachusetts.
Who knew, huh?
I think it is coming to news to a lot of folks just because of the timing this year.
I think you're right. I think, you know, particularly with the local legislative delegation unopposed,
right?
There's some county seats that, you know, the average person probably doesn't pay attention to, Joe. But it's still important if you're out there. It's still important, it's certainly a right and privilege. You don't have to, but it's important, I believe, to vote. So I know we've got some local candidates on the ballot, and certainly wish all of them well from every level. I mean, we've got you know, Quincy City Council Knowles running for Register of Deeds, and Rania Kabucha running for Governor's Council, Ian Kane running for U.S. Senate and the Republican primary. So it's a lot of Quincy action on the ballot today.
There are, yeah. There are three Republicans for the 8th District congressional seat that Congressman Lynch holds, so we'll see what happens for sure.
That's right. That's right.
Polls are open till 8 o'clock this evening. All 31 precincts here in Quincy for in-person voting. I know it's active right now next door here at the library, so get out and vote for sure.
Absolutely.
Any indication, Mayor, right now as to what the property tax base will look like coming up in the fall?
No, we haven't begun that exercise yet. We'll be working on that later in October once we get all the new numbers for new growth and where we're at and values, and we put all the pieces together, mix it all up, and we come up with a number, but not yet, no.
Okay. I know we talked a little bit last week about your priorities for the council. They'll be meeting next Monday night.
Yes, the new session for the fall.
Right.
Yes, you know, the city council has has been a good partner in a lot of projects in the city, and I look forward to working with them on a number of initiatives. As I mentioned before, some tightening up on zoning, some tightening up on blight properties and mm-hmm. issues like that. The quality of life, we'll be working with them on.
Yeah. The property, ENC, I know, is of prime concern for you right now. Any news from the college as to what will be happening there in the future?
No, I haven't heard anything from them. I have had a couple of conversations with the president of the college during the summer, but there's nothing new coming out of that conversation, no news. I don't know if she's even aware of what's going on or if the college is aware of what's going on at this point. You know, I know that decisions have been made about shutting down as a college, but they haven't really given us any indication on what may happen with the property, and we're watching it very closely, mm-hmm. obviously for all the right reasons.
Sure, and of course, the Family Welcome Center there, the state's running as well. Any indication as to whether that will continue or not?
I think it's going to continue for the short term. Okay. I don't think it'll be there a whole lot longer.
Okay. We haven't talked a little bit about the migrant situation and how it impacts Quincy and whether or not you wanted to address that.
No, I mean, it's this is a state issue. It's a federal issue. You know, municipalities are not prepared or have the resources to open up all kinds of new housing for migrants. We mm-hmm. just don't. I mean, we have a housing shortage, as you know, and it's very expensive also for people to live in this area. I read a report the other day, Joe. Massachusetts is number one in the country for family of four to live in cost of living. It's pretty remarkable. So, you know, and as I've said before, we've got a pretty long wait for public housing for people that have been, you know, in the queue for a number of years. So it's difficult in our marketplace to find any housing for newcomers. So I know the state's done some things, and I think the federal government has really failed us on this issue from both the security of the border, but also the assimilation of those coming in. I think that's been a real letdown from the federal government. So at any rate, I know that we haven't had any major issues, anything related to crime and all of that. I know there were a lot of folks that had that fear early on, but we have not seen that. And quite frankly, our schools are pretty full, so even if we had some housing, it'd be even more difficult to school the kids. So, you know, I think that issue is starting to dissipate and slow down. This is a realization there's just no place in this region to house them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly not just a local issue, for sure. It's a federal issue. And
it is indeed. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The big MBTA red line shutdown happens starting this Friday, Mayor. Folks should be aware.
Yes. You know, that's an important piece for the red line, particularly Quincy, obviously. The Braintree branch. We've seen, and of course I've seen firsthand being on the board, how this general manager has really chipped away at every part of the MBTA subway system. There were a lot of failures going on, a lot of slow zones, and he just grabbed the bull by the horns and said, we're going to fix this piece by piece, and that's what's going on. So rather than stretching this out over months, because you can only shut down for so many hours in an evening, the decision was made, and I support it, that we shut it down for a longer period of time completely so we can go into the work. They can spend, you know, not 24-7, but spend a lot of hours repairing the tracks, the systems, the switching stations, all of it that needs to be addressed. And once it's completed, again, according to the general manager, the speed will be increased by more than what it had been when it was first built. So that's all good. And, you know, it's still working on getting the cars delivered. And so, you know, essentially it's going to be over time a fairly new red line, which is very welcome.
Yeah. According to the general manager, an increase of, shaving about 27 minutes off the round trip on that line. So that's major. That's a major
time
saver.
That's significant. Yep. That's really significant. And it's certainly my hope, and I know it's certainly the hope of my colleagues on the board, that this will get people out of their cars and back onto the T. If it's reliable and efficient, I think people will come back.
Yeah. Do you think in the long term there may be a future for increased ferry service as well?
Yes. I mean, the general manager did, for the first time, create a position that person's job is water transportation. Mm. So looking at the system as it is, how we expand, where that expansion should be, working with municipalities. So, no, that I do think that's going to happen over time.
Sure. Finally, Mayor, where's the skating rink going to go this year?
It's going to go on the lot across from the courthouse, Joe.
Oh.
We refer to it internally as R2 for development purposes, but right next to the Peter O'Connell Tower across from the courthouse, mm-hmm. right next to the garage, right by Kilroy Square. That should be a great spot for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's that the LBC property right now?
Well, it's the city property right now.
Oh, okay. Very good. Any timeline for when we get that up and running and how long it's going to be? It was hugely popular.
Yeah, it's usually around the holidays.
Yep.
To get what it was before Christmas, and
yep.
but it is refrigerated, so you can withstand the warmer days. But
great.
It's no good if it's 60 degrees, you know. both sides of the bridge will be under construction during the course of this year, so
great.
We had to leave that area. But it's a great spot. I think it'll work just fine. It'll be very visible, that's for sure. And right by Kilroy Square, right by a lot of restaurants. So.
Yep.
Everybody wins, I think, with this.
Yeah, people loved it. Will it be free again this year?
Indeed.
Excellent. Appreciate your time, as always, Mayor.
Enjoy this beautiful day, Joe.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.